Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. How do you think retirees are feeling about retirement these days?
Ooh, you want me to tell you anecdotal evidence from our clientele base, do you want me to talk about what the data says? Because I think the anecdotal might be the same thing as the empirical data that we have.
Yep.
When you hear some of the feedback from listeners and viewers of the show, they have some key concerns. And what's interesting about the people who are have a lot of concern are the people that are already retired.
Yep.
In at least the people have been speaking to us. So I think there's a need to kind of understand what's really going on. And there's been a report that's been done for many years by Fidelity on the retirement side. The Fidelity's retirement report is a report that we read every single year with anticipation, understand what the behavior, thoughts, and feelings of retirees and soon to be retirees are. And I think it's worth discussing about what are the biggest concerns that people listening right now may have when it comes to retirement.
Well, Michelle Monroe, who's a director of tax and retirement research at Fidelity, is going to help us understand what those people are feeling. Michelle, welcome to the show, first of all.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me, Dave and Faisal.
Thanks for the great work that you and the team at Fidelity do on this. Let's maybe get right down to it. How are Canadians feeling?
Jumping right on in. So in our survey, we asked very big picture, how are you feeling, positive or negative? And those who are responding positively are on a decline, and it's actually at an all-time low. 69% of those said feeling positive, which means 31%. You're good at math, are not feeling so great, feeling negative.
Why is that, Michelle? Why the two parts of this question? Number one, why do we see a decrease? And what are the concerns of that cause that decrease?
Okay, so great question. So we bifurcated and tried to figure out, okay, well, what's causing that decline? And in our survey, we're looking at pre-retirees who are 45 and older, as well as retirees. And by and large, retirees, while we're seeing some decline, it's the pre-retiree group who are feeling more of a decline. And then we looked at it again between women and men, and women are feeling more negative than men are. And we also looked at it between those who have a written plan and those who do not have a written plan. And by and large, those who have a written plan feel much more positive than those without. So just looking, taking this all apart, women, pre-retirees without a written plan are the ones feeling most negative.
Why is it though? Like what are some of the changes? Because we've seen a year over year change on the downside. What was the catalyst to that change?
I think it's a lot of what we read in the newspapers and what we have in the media every day. Inflation is higher, although it is coming down, but we've had some people, this is the highest inflation that they've seen in decades, as well as higher interest rates. So if you're still trying to chip away at that mortgage, that loans, that's also causing concern. Also the headlines about more challenging economic times. I think that people are also understanding that we're living longer and longer. So that retirement nest egg really has to last longer as well.
Do you feel that maybe the advisory community is not doing a good job at planning with their clients to solve these issues? We've been talking about inflation going up for a couple of years now. We've known that the impacts of higher inflation. We know that, you know, there are more and more concerns from an economic perspective. This is not a surprise to us in the advisory community, and those who are economists and money managers can see it purely in the data, yet we still have this sentiment from Canadians. So what responsibility does the advisor community have for not educating the population?
So actually, those who work with an advisor are much more likely to have a more positive response than those who do not, as well as those who have work with an advisor are much more likely to have a written plan. And we see it time and time again, those working with an advisor having a written plan just feel better in every single metric.
And just so the audience knows, what percentage of Canadians, if you have that information in front of you, what percentage of Canadians actually have a written financial plan?
It hovers around 30%, and it really has not changed. So it's really quite low. However, those who have a written plan, 85% of those worked with a financial advisor to create it. So, and I think that those advisors who are working with their clients, sometimes it's, well, I think this is where we could be helping clients more, is thinking about creating that plan is not a one and done situation. It's something that we pull out year after year, or more often even, and never referring to it. It really is, it truly is a roadmap to retirement success, financial success.
What is it in that roadmap that gives that confidence to the average Canadian? Like, when they're doing a plan, it's nice to say that I've got something on paper. I can tell you, those who have plans, many of them don't look at it after, like you said, one and done. But what is it in the plan that gives that sense of comfort or confidence to those individuals?
Well, some parts of, okay, when you say it's one and done, in the accumulation stages, like once you've set that plan, you're saving X percentage off of every paycheck, hitting off those metrics, like there's just small tweaks that we're making year after year. So in that case, it's not a big overhaul. And I also wanted to point in here is that sometimes people think, oh, having this plan is going to be too big of an onerous task. And it doesn't have to be, because once it's set, you're looking at, well, what percentage are you setting aside each year? And then where your specialty is thinking about, well, are we going to put in this account an RRSP versus a TFSA, this fund, this investment vehicle? But once that's set up, it's pretty straightforward, especially in the accumulation years, it's sticking to that plan. So then I think that, okay, well, then you're hitting your targets. Okay, well, at say 65, your standard retirement age, you want to have X in that nest egg. Well, then you're testing yourself. Well, am I on track? Am I ahead? Am I behind? So looking at those metrics as well. There's other components of a plan as well.
Yeah, Michelle, one thing that's come up a lot in this economic change, interest rate change, inflationary issue is, you ready for this one, Dave? Non-student adult children needing more and more help. We literally only have, let's call it 2 minutes to get through this. So I know it's not enough time, but this has been a big trend. It has been a lot of pressure. A lot of parents feel like they need to support. What was the research that you've done with the survey that tells you, are we seeing the same thing as a survey, or are we seeing things differently?
Well, we saw in our survey is we asked retirees, have you supported your non-student adult children? And 6 out of 10 said, yes, they have, which I thought was a pretty high percentage. And, you know, I have two young daughters. They're just late teens, early 20s. I'm like perking up like because I'm almost there. And some of the, as you would expect, some of the bigger ticket items about looking at housing, helping with the down payment for housing or wedding, you would expect that. But there was also a high percentage said helping out with day-to-day expenses. And I wanted to compare that to the pre-retiree group. Only 4 in 10 said that they expect to be helping adult children. And so there's a gap there of 2 in 10. And I would expect that, well, just through economic times, like the housing market, what have you, adult children are going to need more assistance from their parents. And to the extent that one's able to, like I would see that 6 in 10 of retirees growing. And so that gap between the pre-retirees and the actual retirees is going to grow as well.
We've learned a lot here, Michelle. Thank you very much. We're running out of time, but I definitely want to say thank you for this because we've learned a couple things. If you don't have a written financial plan, you're in a big problem there. If you're not planning for the unexpected expenses, like, I don't know, adult children.
Yeah. Or things ready. Like inflation, right?
Or things like inflation. Yeah. And you need an advisory team that's going to support you through this entire journey we call retirement. It's a big issue. Want to thank you once again, Michelle, for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Okay, we've got a seminar coming up here, my friend. We should get the dates and times of that out to everybody.
Okay, we're going to be in Lethbridge June 18th, in Calgary July 16th. You need to register for this on how to bulletproof your retirement. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, one of the things we know is people are living longer. Technology is going to play a big role in the quality of life and quality of care going forward. Let's talk about that after the break. Join us. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.